This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, Barbara, thank you for being here. Last week, I don't think anybody expected the Dogs to lose the way they did to Ole Miss, and I want to start there. Mm. You said it was going to be a tough game, and boy, was it.
You know what? I didn't realize it was going to be quite that tough. But I have to say, as I look at our team, I think something is terribly off. But I can't put my blame on just the offense or just the defense. They both look crappy in that game. And that's all I can say about it, except what do you think a quarterback's job is?
To lead the team and not turn the ball over and make plays.
Well, I would think that it is their total responsibility to move the ball, to score, or screw up. And it seems like all we're doing is screwing up.
I talked to
a couple of people that are fairly in the know about what's going on. You know, I'm not just right next to it like I used to be.
Right.
But they are saying that our freshman receivers just can't seem to learn the routes. That when we throw the ball, they're supposed to be one place and they're not there. But I said, I'm looking at receivers that where Carson throws the ball right in their gut, they drop it.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on with them. I really don't. I just know something isn't right.
Right. Well, the best we could figure out, Barbara, is just the depth that Kirby's had over the years. It's just because of the transfer portal and everything else. It just seems like they don't have – the next man up isn't as good as he was the years they won the championship. And that seems everybody seems to be dealing with that same problem.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, it is so equal now. But we are, I think I'm right on this, we're number four in defenses of the top 15, and we've played four of them. We have played tough defenses, but we are getting ready to head into a Tennessee team that we have literally beaten and beaten and beaten for about 6 or 7 years. And they run up scores, big scores, and they score on explosive plays. And, you know, that's what beat us at Ole Miss.
Right.
They had explosive plays. They were getting 20, 15, 20, 30 yards of carry at times. And it beats us. We're just, I don't know. I just want to cry, but you can't do that. You've just got to keep on keeping on. And when the tough gets going, you've got to see how tough you really are.
It's
so. Somebody just texted me like 10 minutes ago and said, I hear Georgia's having an all-blackout team game. Is that true?
Is that true, Chris? I have not seen that yet. If so, I personally, Barbara, I hate those gimmicks. No disrespect to Mark Richt. I just felt like wear your silver britches and your red jerseys, it'll all work out.
Right, but somebody just texted me and said, is that true? And I went, I haven't heard that, so I thought I would ask y'all.
We are efforting it right now.
Yeah, we had not heard it either. We are looking to see. I've not heard any of that. It is Barbara Dooley joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Of course, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate as we talk about the Dogs. Barbara, I'm laughing with you, certainly not at you, when you said, I just don't know, because it sounded like Vince. It just, you know, when you said that, it just sounded like Coach Weir. I just don't know. But let's talk about... Let's talk about this rivalry that has been Tennessee. And I say that because you're right. We've owned this, right? I mean, they have struggled.
We have.
They've gone through different coaches. But it feels like, Barbara, they've settled down now. Heupel's done a really good job. They've kind of settled in. He's doing a good job recruiting. And maybe this is on its way back. I don't know if they're quite there yet. But talk about this rivalry in you know, from your time and what you've seen over the years.
Well, it's huge. When we first came to Georgia, Bill Battle was one of the youngest coaches in, Doug Dickey. I don't know where my mind is. Doug Dickey was one of the youngest coaches in coaching, and Vince Dooley came, and he and Doug were the same age, and we became really good friends through the years, and coaches back when we were coaching became good friends. And do you know how we met each other and had so much fun together? Through Nike.
Oh, wow.
Nike. Had you ever heard about the Nike trip?
Yes. Yeah, I heard a story. I heard a story one year that Ray Goff had to separate Johnny Majors and Steve Spurrier. That was after Vince retired. I don't know if that's true.
Our group loved each other. Right. Loved each other. And then after we left, everybody got real competitive.
Right.
And they fought. They really did. But now, well, wait a minute. You know what? We talk – this has just clicked into my brain. Mm-hmm. We – at my first SEC meeting, we were all around the pool. Everybody was drinking and talking, and there was a new reporter there from the Birmingham News. Mm-hmm. His name was Alf, A-L-F, Van Hoos. And he had a bald head, and he wore glasses on his head. He wore them on the top of his head. And the athletic director at Tennessee, mm-hmm. whose name was it Woodruff? I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, he got so mad at him because he wrote something bad about Tennessee in the Alabama newspaper. He pushed him in the pool, clothes and all.
Oh.
And the last thing we saw were Al's glasses.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.